Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, the free devotional and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, mums. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And we're doing the Real Sabbath devotional series at the moment, which has been very, very interesting. And it's been a blessing for me. So I hope it has been a blessing for you as well. And I'm going to go through today's devotion now, which is interesting because it's about personal convictions. Now, what do I mean by this about personal convictions? Well, let's jump right in. So the focus verse for today is, one person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. That's from Romans chapter 14, verse 5. So we know that Jesus fulfilled the law on our behalf, and we don't actually need to observe the Sabbath as Christians. But there are Christians who choose to have special days for rest. For lots of them, it's actually Sundays, although there are Christians who do like a Saturday. So then there are other Christians, though, who don't have set days for rest, but they do try to apply the Sabbath principle in their everyday life. So they might take a little time off every day, or they might take even a day off during the week. A lot of this has to do with work as well. There are circumstances with work, especially if you work in, for example, the health sector and you can't always have the weekend off. But there are also Christians who, out of their own conscience, they won't take off a day during the weekend, but they'll rather have a day during the week. And even I've heard some pastors do this as well, because their Sundays are very busy feeding, as it were, people from the congregation, people from the local church. And so sometimes they'll take a day off, like during the week on a Monday or something. So this is something that will be different for different Christians. And as Paul says in Romans 14, verses 5 and 6, each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. And then later on in verses 10 and 12, he states, why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. So when we're considering the dates and times we dedicate to the Lord, we need to be convinced in our own conscience, while graciously understanding that as Christians we're under grace, and these are actually matters of personal conviction. So I think a lot of us do this, but it can be easy to make this into a legalistic thing, like it should be on a Sunday or it should be on this day. And in actual fact, as Christians so that don't have to fulfill the law, it's important that we extract the timeless principle of rest, which is really important, and it is part of God's plan, his original plan for creation and part of the Ten Commandments, so it is important, but the way we go about it will be different from one person to another. And then as Christian mothers, it's also important we teach our children these principles of being under God's grace and also acting according to our personal convictions, whilst simultaneously not judging those who see things differently. So it's really important that we just teach our children that we have these personal convictions and not everyone sees things in the same way, and that's okay. And yeah, just teach them the principles, because even for children, it's very easy for them to get fixed on certain rules, what you can and what you can't do. And actually teaching them the principles and teaching them the grace is actually the hardest thing to do. In some ways, because it's so countercultural. But yeah, that's God's heart for us as mothers. It's to teach them God's grace and to teach them these timeless principles, and not to judge those who do things a little bit differently. Okay, so now I'm going to share with you two questions for you to reflect on. So, do you ever feel tempted to judge Christians who have different convictions from you with regards to the Sabbath rest? And how can you extend grace to them? Okay, so I'm going to pray now quickly and just pray that God would enable us to have grace and understanding and keep to our personal convictions in these matters as well. So, Lord, I just pray that you would help us, Lord, to really focus on the timeless principles of the Sabbath rest, Lord, and help us to be obedient to the personal convictions that you have given to us, Lord, and at the same time to be gracious towards those who don't see things in the same way. Help us, Lord, to teach our children the timeless principles, Lord. Help us to teach them also how to be gracious towards those who have different convictions in relation to these things. And help us as well, Lord, to teach them your righteousness and your justice and your goodness. And teach them the importance of both work for you and also rest in you. And how that is a way of really putting our trust in you. Amen. So that's it for today. I hope this devotion is a blessing to you. And yeah, that's it. Just to remind you again that you can check the devotions that are all written out in the on my website, uniquemoms.co.uk. And the reflection questions are in the show notes. So yeah, if you need to refer back to anything, it's very easy just to check the show notes. And also if you're on YouTube, it has the notes as well in the description box. And on my website, uniquemoms.co.uk, there's a section where it says podcast, and you can see all the past episodes as well, all the devotions with the prayers,